Paul Plakas from Custom Fit. Plakas, welcome back to the show. How did you enjoy the Olympics, my friend?
Oh, Mark, I loved it, man. There's lots of great events. I'm kind of actually sad that it's over. It's kind of nothing to watch at night anymore.
I know. It's kind of Olympic withdrawal, and that's exactly what we're talking about today, post-race and event depression. The marathon was just in town this weekend. The Olympics are just wrapping up. So basically, if you ran a marathon or if you're a high-level athlete, you can go through post-race and post-event depression. You have some tips to help get through this. The first one is you have to realize this is normal behavior.
Yeah, that's the thing, is a lot of people, they don't understand why they may feel down or a little bit depressed, you know, after a race. They may go to a doctor and say, hey, what? There's something wrong with me. And the doctor might, you know, give you medication for the depression if it's bad enough. But you really don't need that, because you know, all you have to realize is this is very common behavior. So imagine, you know, you spent months, or sometimes in some cases for the Olympians, even years, day in, day out on a training program, all through this amazing journey trying to get to this end goal. And then when you do your event, you know, say if you were in the Edmonton Marathon, you got people on the side of the road cheering you on, and family members are there, and everybody's like clapping for you. It's kind of like a really big high. You get this incredible endorphin release, the journey and the event date. So when that is all over, and you're thinking, now what? You get a little bit depressed and sad. So you just got to realize that, hey, this is normal behavior, and it happens to a lot of people. So there's ways of dealing with it.
And it's okay for you to take time to reflect on the journey you went through, right? It's not bad to go back and reminisce on what you just accomplished?
Yeah, no, I think that's one of the first steps you need to do is, yeah, maybe reflect on, you know, some of the good training days you had, even the bad training days, the people you did, whatever event you did, if it was running, some of the runs you did with people, the different routes that you've done, all that kind of stuff. It's nice to relive those memories, good and bad, because it kind of helps with the depression of what happens next. So reliving something, it's like coming back from a vacation, mm-hmm. and you're going back to your regular grind at work. You know, you got your pictures, you got some video from before, you reflect on it. You know, it brings back some good memories and good feelings. You get that a little bit of an endorphin release again from your brain.
Paul Plakas joins us from Custom Fit Workout Wednesday on the Jason Greger Show. It's in time to heal. It's important to take time to heal mentally, Paul, but it's also important to take time to heal physically, isn't it?
That's right. So a lot of times when you're doing a very strenuous program that you're day in, day out doing a lot of training on, you might get these aches and pains, or you might even develop an injury of some kind. So it's very important to take some time off to let those aches and pains and that injury heal, because then it might lead to something that's more chronic and something more serious down the road, and that might delay you from getting back into a good training regime right afterwards. So definitely, especially if you did the marathon, sometimes it takes a good full month of recovery before, you know, partaking into regular, you know, intense exercise again. Doesn't mean you can't do anything. It could mean just doing something different, where you're cross training, using some different muscle groups, doing some different types of joint action, being active in other ways. But laying back a little bit is a good idea. And sometimes that's tough to do, especially when you got used to training that hard, that long for such a long period of time.
It's important to take care of yourself, Paul. But how important is it to take care of those who sacrifice for you to help realize your goals? Clearly, going to the Olympics in a marathon, you're not doing that by yourself. You clearly have a pretty good support team around you. How important is it to give back to those who helped you?
Well, I think it's really important, especially if you want to do something again in the future,
yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people have to sacrifice their time and some of their quality of life just so that you can achieve your goals. So it's a good time to, you know, spend more time with the family, kids, reconnect with some friends. Maybe you had to put off a little bit so that you could focus on your training and whatever you were getting ready for. So I think that's very important, to reconnect to the rest of parts of your life so that, you know, you just let them know that, hey, thank you, I appreciate that, that was fantastic, I didn't forget about you, that kind of thing, and then giving back. So in order to get something from somebody else, you need to give back to them as well. So it's got to be equal.
And how long, Paul, does it take for you, or how long would you recommend you setting up a new goal after you just accomplished something?
Yeah, as long as you feel you went through those other steps and you've healed up, you feel pretty good, you know, you had some good quality of time with the friends and the family and all that kind of stuff. It could be, as soon as a month or so after your event. It's nice to always look forward to something. It's often the anticipation of something coming up is often a lot better than the end goal itself. So getting set up with a new, maybe it's another running goal, or it could be a different goal of some kind, something to look forward to. It gives you some motivation and some consistency in your training.
Mr. Plakas, we appreciate your time. Thanks for stopping by. We will chat with you in a week when Jason returns.
Okay, buddy. Have a good one.
You too. It's Paul Plakas from Custom Fit.